tell a little about yourself?
I'm Eric Shumanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of writing.
Listeners Special.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Salam, dear listeners, and welcome to this week's edition of Listeners Special on this beautiful Sunday, October 4th, 2020. I'm Atef Erfani, hosting this program today. Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views are read through emails and letters. So contact us and tell us what you think about our programs. Or if you have any messages for our listeners around the world, then record your voice and send it to us and get your voice heard. Remember, Listeners Special is your program. It's your views that are important. And as usual, many of you have taken the trouble of sending us reception reports. These reception reports are very useful and important to us, especially to our technicians and engineers. As you know, these reception reports enable us to provide a better service to our listeners throughout the world. All of you who have sent in a reception report will be receiving a QSL card from us. However, these days, with the outbreak of coronavirus around the world, please don't expect a QSL card from IRIB English Radio. As you may know, sending any material on behalf of IRIB English Radio is temporarily halted due to the pandemic. And here, I truly appreciate those of our listeners who have kindly sent us reception reports, including M. Abdul Razak from India, João Carlos L. Caputo from Brazil, and Maurizio Vecchi from Italy. M. Abdul Razak, João Carlos L. Caputo, and Maurizio Vecchi from Italy, we want you to know how much we value your support and commitment to IRIB English Radio. And a million thanks to those of our listeners who have kindly sent us emails and letters, which I mentioned some of their names here, including Sixten Niman from Finland, Matej Kurpal from India. Also, Anand Mohan from India has sent us an email. Also, we have another email from India that is from Hemant Kumar, Dr. Hemant Kumar, one of our regular listeners who has sent us an email, and Isvan Hegerus from Hungary. Dear listeners, please stay with us until the end of the program. I'll be back with all these kind messages just in seconds. Welcome back. This is Listeners Special, and I'm here with your kind emails and letters. First of all, we have an email from Dr. Hemant Kumar from India. Dr. Hemant Kumar is one of our regular listeners. Dr. Hemant Kumar says, "Radio is a powerful medium for celebrating humanity in all its diversity and constitutes a platform for discourse. At the global level, radio remains the most widely consumed medium. This unique ability to reach out the widest audience means radio can shape a society's experience of diversity, stand as an arena for all voices to speak out, be represented and heard." Radio stations should serve diverse communities, offer a wide variety of programs, viewpoints, and content, and reflect the diversity of audiences in their organizations and operations. First of all, Dr. Hemant Kumar, thank you very much for this email. This was, as usual, was very informative. Your emails about radio, your ideas, your views about radio are always informative and helpful for us. I really enjoyed it. And thank you again. Write to us soon and tell us your views about IRB English radio programs. We are looking forward to hearing from you very soon in the future. Here we have a message. This is an email from Matej Kurpal from India. Matej Kurpal says, "Hello, it's nice to see an email from you about the QSL cards. I prefer paper ones. It's always neat to have something real, such as a postcard from a foreign country for my collection. Have a nice day." Lots of gratitude for writing this message to us, Matej Kurpal from India. It's a good idea, you know, having paper QSL cards. But as you know, sending any material, including QSL cards or souvenirs of IRB English Radio, is temporarily halted due to the outbreak of coronavirus. So please don't expect a paper QSL card from us until the disease is over around the world, and then we will be back on track and send you paper QSL cards and souvenirs of IRIB English Radio, including postcards. Matej Kurpal from India, write to us soon and tell us which programs in IRIB English Radio you like the best. Wish you all the best. Stay safe and healthy. We are looking forward to hearing from you soon in the future. Dear listeners, after a short break, I will be back with more emails and letters from you, dear listeners. It's good to have you with us in IRIB English Radio Listeners Special. And here we have an email from István Hegedűs from Hungary. István says, "I call radio a magic box. When you search for new stations, it's like hunting. You need to work hard to find new and interesting stations. Sometimes you must wait for a link to catch the station you would like to listen to. Unfortunately, internet radio does not have the mystique of traditional radio, where these embodied voices are coming in the air frequently with deep fading and strong static noises, sometimes behind serious jamming. For the real radio enthusiast, this is an exciting experience. You must recognize the language and locate the remote places from where the mysterious signal is originated. From the technical side, for example, it's a good feeling when you install a new antenna that will enhance your reception capabilities. This is your own effort and your own success. Internet radio is a good thing for me, for example, when I'm listening to an unknown station, but I suspect which one it can be. In such cases, I can check in the live stream if it is available of that radio and can finally decide that my guess was right or wrong. In developing countries, there is not too much possibility for the common people to listen to the radio via internet. This is another aspect of my interest for the traditional radio. This was a brief summary of why I chose the radio as a hobby. Best regards to the whole IRIB English Radio team." István Hegedűs from Hungary, first of all, thank you very much for sending us this email. It seems that you've already joined IRIB English Radio. You discussed about traditional radio, your feelings about traditional radio, your experience about it was really interesting. I agree with you. Anyway, thank you for writing us this email. Keep in touch with us. And in the upcoming emails to IRIB English Radio, tell us your views about our radio's programs. Tell us which programs you like the best. Stay safe and healthy. Anyhow, thank you again. And write to us soon. And from Finland, we have an email from Sixten Niman. Sixten Niman says, I had a great pleasure to pick up Ruo Radio here in Nikarleby, Finland, this evening. What a nice surprise. I'm enclosing a recording of your broadcast, including your station identifications. I would be very glad if you verify my reception of your radio. Thank you very much in advance. Greetings from Iran to Sixten Niman from Finland. It seems that you've already joined IRIB English Radio. It's a pleasure, Niman. Thank you for enclosing a recording of IRIB English Radio broadcast. Keep in touch with us and tell us your views about our programs in the upcoming emails. Anyway, stay healthy and safe. We are looking forward to hearing from you soon in the future. Dear listeners, after a short break, I will be back with your kind messages. And the last but not the least is an email from Anand Mohan from India. Anand says, I tuned into your radio some time ago. In my experience, the news section and the report topics were quite informative and interesting. The reception at my place here in India was fair. And close to this email, you can find a recorded audio file of one of your programs for your verification. I regularly send several reception reports to various stations in different languages and get QSL cards. Kindly send me some promotional materials for our club members. Thank you. I do express my gratitude to you, Anand Mohan from India. It's a pleasure to have this email from you, and thank you for this really inspiring message from you. It was it shows your support and commitment to IRIB English Radio, and we are so glad that you enjoyed our programs, including news section, the report topics, and other programs. As you mentioned, your request, I mean, sending materials, including paper QSL cards, promotional items, promotional materials, including postcards to your club members. As I have mentioned several times during our previous programs, sending any material, including QSL cards, promotional items, or souvenirs from IRIB English Radio, and actually on behalf of our radio, is temporarily halted due to the outbreak of coronavirus around the world. We will be back on track after the disease is over around the world, and then send you the souvenirs of IRIB English Radio and the paper QSL cards. Anyway, keep in touch with us, and in the upcoming emails, tell us which programs you like the best. Many thanks, Anand Mohan from India. Dear listeners, here we wrap up this week's edition of Listeners Special. Many thanks for being with Listeners Special. Keep in touch with us, and goodbye.
Dear listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We'll be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, P. PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send your emails to englishradio@irib.ir. That is one word, englishradio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.pasttoday.com/en. Our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Once again, our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Our profile is also in Facebook. Our address is www.facebook.com/pasttodayenglish. Thank you all for being with Arabi English Radio.